help us win this battle.
Great weekend, everybody. Maybe you were kind of a couch potato and spent some time checking out the NBA finals. Or on Friday, the NHL. Maybe you can't stand sports, but you went to the movies and you saw that cheesy little movie called Hangover. But Hangover has surpassed all the other movies once again. Over 100 million. Crazy, huh? My, oh, my. Kate Delaney hanging with you this whole week here on ATN. You can flip us an email anytime, day or night, about any of the things that we have going on in the show, of course. And that's americatonight.net. Americatonight.net. All right, what else is big and what is happening? Well, everybody wants to weigh in on this Sarah Palin-David Letterman squabble. It was big news at the tail end of last week, and it's carrying over into this week, I think, as well. Also, the new Miss California, oh, thank goodness, says she just wants a little peaceful reign during her time as the woman who wears the crown for that state representing in the USA pageant, whatever. Do we care? Not to make fun of her, but no, I don't think that's high on the list, but it's interesting that it's making a lot of news out there. Did you change your TV over? Do you know the FCC got 300,000 calls plus with analog television disappearing? So is that a good thing or a bad thing? Did enough people get the message that you got to have the switch or it's not going to happen because you're not going to be able to get anything on your tube? I'd say in a nation this big, if you had 300,000 calls, it's probably pretty good. If that's all the calls they had, you know, a little bit over that, I'm going to call it even. I'm going to say it's okay. This isn't okay whatsoever. Shocking. This story out of Miami. Teenage kid mutilating cats. Well, he's going to pay the price. The neighbors of this kid were just totally shocked. You know, that's that thing. You live in this peaceful neighborhood. You think you know your neighbors. Or maybe you don't know your neighbors, but they seem like nice enough people. And then you find out that you've got this kid who is savagely mutilating cats. So the cops come and arrest him. Yeah. And he's not really a kid. I mean, he's over 18. So they'll nail him. And I think they should nail him pretty good. Ahmadinejad had a good weekend. And the reason why is because now his stay at the helm, at the top of the ladder in Iran in politics, will continue. But the bottom line is there were a lot of people that didn't want to see that happen. With over 60% of the vote, some say the heck was stacked, you think? So there are still protests because this is kind of day three. In fact, the people in Tehran that were protesting now apparently have gone to Twitter. This just happened because, remember, the time change. Tear gas and all that sort of stuff is what's being posted on Twitter. How about that? The cops were out there, the troops in Iran were out on the streets. Tens of thousands rallied over the weekend, and this was the reaction to Ahmadinejad being named as the president once again. In other words, the landslide win continuing. And the opponent was somebody who I think the people thought could affect change. The reformers were hoping there could be change. There was a lot of eyes on this election. And ultimately, what's interesting is a new poll of the people in Israel suggests that the people in Israel say, we don't care, bomb Iran. And can you blame them with all the things that the crazy president of Iran has been saying? I'm not to beat a dead horse, but to constantly go over this whole Holocaust thing, I just do not get it. Does he have any advisors around him? A lot of people sounding off on Iran and the election process and also what our president did, whether it was smart to make the trip to Cairo, maybe that could have influenced it in some way, because if the reformer had won and because Barack Obama is such a rock star, would people think, wow, look, Obama came, he spoke, and everybody or a big chunk of people voted the other way. So you got to give a credit to the American presidents. You know, the Ayatollahs certainly wouldn't like that. Here's what Mitt Romney had to say to George Stephanopoulos on one of the Sunday shows.
The comments by the president last week that there was a robust debate going on in Iran was obviously entirely wrongheaded. What has occurred is that the election is a fraud. The results are inaccurate, and you're seeing a brutal repression of the people as they protest. The president ought to come out and state exactly those words, indicate that this has been a terribly managed decision by the autocratic regime in Iran. It's very clear that the president's policies of going around the world and apologizing for America aren't working. North Korea is not just saber-rattling. They've taken the saber out of the sheath. Iran is moving headlong towards nuclearization. Russia's on the same course they were on. And all of the apologies that he provided to the Europeans have not led any of the European nations to provide additional support for us in Afghanistan. Look, just sweet talk and criticizing America is not going to enhance freedom in the world.
All right, so you heard what Romney had to say there. Do you agree, or do you think that's a sour approach and diplomacy still can work? You can always chime in, of course, on that. 800-259-5791, or the way I just mentioned at the top, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up, we're going to talk about the cat killer and Palin and Letterman as well. That's on the flip side, rather. But I mentioned this poll, and I wanted to give you a couple more details on that. I mean, honestly, half of the Israelis, half, are, and this is just a poll, but are open to bombing Iran. If they have to stop them, bomb them is what they're saying. I don't know why, but that it doesn't surprise me because of the comments that Ahmadinejad has made. But it's a different Israeli or different Israel that we've seen here in the last year. And of course it is, because things are getting very rough in that neck of the woods. 52% of Israelis say the country should just bomb them. Bomb the nuclear reactor, because they know what it means to Israel. 35% are against. So, you know, you got a little bit of margin of error there, but that's still pretty high. Now, Palestinians are more evenly divided. 43% saying a nuclear Iran would be good for the Arab world. 33%, though that's pretty chunky, say it would be bad. Put this together, well, the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, they conducted the poll along with Hebrew University. So they split it and did it that way to make the poll how they felt it would be realistic. So Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is planning a major speech, of course, on the whole peace and security thing. What is being released and what's being said is that we want to achieve peace with the Palestinians and the countries of the Arab world, but also have a maximum, you gotta love this wording, a maximum understanding with the United States and our friends around the world. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Well, this is something that, of course, happened just the other day in his speech and talking about the stable peace that would rest on the foundation of security for the state of Israel and the citizens. And you see where the citizens are. Hang with us. We got more coming your way in just a few.
Love and marriage. Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They're doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy. Energy. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take your baby to see me.
You missed it. We're going to go pop culture on you because you can file this one away, but you'll be interested in this. Sarah Palin, who is a star in the GOP, gets into a little bit of a fracas with David Letterman, not over a show appearance, but over a joke that he made. So I'm going to let you hear what Letterman said and then her response to it. So hang with us. Let's roll that.
An awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez.
Statutory rape is what this is, because a 14-year-old would not consent to be knocked up, quote-unquote.
I would never, never make jokes about raping or having sex of any description with a 14-year-old girl.
He doesn't have to apologize to me. I would like to see him apologize to young women across the country.
I think everything's going to be great because she called today and invited to take me hunting.
I have to say the hunting remark was pretty funny. That was clever to come back with that. Certainly not the first time a comedian, especially one of the late night variety, has gotten into the middle of something over what they've said. But I read some article somewhere where they were talking about, will this Letterman flap, all this nonsense, will this turn into a huge boon for him and lead to some ratings? Because if you remember, and I love the comparison, remember when Jay Leno had Hugh Grant on his show? And, of course, what was Hugh Grant doing? He was in a car with a prostitute being serviced, let's say, and people couldn't believe it. He was with a beautiful woman. He had a beautiful woman in his life and who was a very famous actress. And how does he end up being in the middle of this prostitution arrest? Of course, that's over 10 years ago. when that happened. But Leno became pretty well known for the way he handled it when he whipped around and said to him, "What were you thinking?" And it was kind of the turning point for Jay Leno, and it pushed him to the top of the ratings. And he was always just a little bit ahead after that, just a little tiny bit ahead of Letterman. So now you've got somebody new in the Tonight Show, Conan O'Brien. You have Letterman in the middle of this battle with Palin, who called him perverted for making the joke about the daughter getting knocked up by A-Rod that you just heard there. And he did say that in retrospect, the remark was in poor taste. But Palin said she was at the Yankee game with her 14-year-old daughter. That's where the 14-year-old daughter remark came from. He's saying it wasn't referring to her. It was referring to the other daughter, the one who had been pregnant and all that other sort of stuff. So, of course, Palin didn't appear on the show. They wanted her to get to come on the show, but she didn't decided not to appear. And in the meantime, it's interesting that a lot of people are bantering this about, that it was it just completely in poor taste, and somebody even suggested that CBS should let go of David Letterman. Well, you know, other famous radio talk show hosts like Don Imus, etc., other people have had problems with things they've said and been suspended or eventually let go or whatever. But he's, you know, the guy's known for his biting sarcasm. He's 62. He's not going anywhere. CBS would not pull the plug on him because of the Palin joke. Turn up the heat a little bit, you know, take some bad headlines, get knocked around a little bit. But it's a good question, because it's like when we talked about the Wanda Sykes thing, as she was the comedian who was in charge of the, not in charge of, but she was the one running the show for the correspondence dinner in Washington. A lot of people thought that she was a little bit too over the top. So what, did he push it too far? Was he a little bit too over the top? Like I said, he's done other things before that have gotten him into kind of sticky situations, but he's the king. He's one of the kings of television, of late night television, and I just do not see that there would be any problem. If he goes a little bit against the grain, I don't see that it's going to be a problem. But my question to you is, should that be off limits? Is it off limits when you go after someone's kid, even in a jokey manner? Because if he really was referring to Bristol, which I think he was, because it goes along with the whole knocked up thing, was it still in poor taste regardless of which daughter he was talking about? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, the other thing I said that we were going to talk about is this whole idea of this nutty guy with these gruesome cat mutilations. And here's the part that's, I guess, not interesting, but of course, how does this guy get exposed? This 18-year-old Tyler Weinman, who was taken into custody, was at a party. He was he's been questioned at the all day long at the Miami-Dade jailhouse, basically, and he's charged with 19 felony counts of animal cruelty. That's a lot. 19 misdemeanor counts of improperly disposing of an animal body, and 4 felony counts of burglary related to the cat deaths. So does he have an attorney, all that other stuff? I mean, who knows? It's kind of a mismatch at this point, because they picked him up Saturday/Sunday, and they're sorting the whole thing out. There's a court date that's set for July. But here's the gist of this, so you know the story, because some of you haven't heard the story. In the past couple of months, you have some neighborhoods in Miami that have reported finding more than 2 dozen, I'm saying 2 dozen cats killed and mutilated. Some of the dead cats were missing fur. Some of them had been skinned. Some of them were cut with a sharp, straight instrument. Oh, what kind of a sicko does that? You know, there used to be the thought that, hey, if you've got somebody doing that, it leads to other things. But regardless, either way, what is the deal? So people are missing cats, and this guy supposedly has been linked to them. 30 cat deaths, more than 30 cat deaths, and they've been getting all these tips on the on the police hotline there, and it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And apparently how he got busted is that he started to post things online. He started to say what was going on and post them and talk about it. So he nailed himself, actually, by doing that. So the question becomes, how much do you think this guy should get? I say throw the book at him, whatever the mass, you know, whatever the limit is, whatever the amount is for that, he should get it, because that is sickening. I mean, how do you do? I don't get how you harm an animal anyway, a cat or a dog, but something like that. You know, we're not talking about a dog coming at you with his fangs. Oh. All right, so we're talking about Letterman Palin and, of course, this whole bizarro cat situation. Brock is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Brock, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for the call, man. You want to sound off on the Letterman Palin thing? Was he too over the top or eh?
I don't think so. I've always thought that if something was funny, it's worth saying. I mean, I know that things can be construed as a little over the top, especially with him. I've heard it before on his show. But generally, I just think that, I mean, he wasn't, it's not like he was trying to personally offend her. It's just trying to get some laughs, and I always think that's worth it.
See, you think like I do, but a lot of people wouldn't like the way we think. I think that he's known for that. I said that before. He's known to be saucy and saccharine, and some movie stars and people he has on the show love that. They know that about him. They know it's sarcasm, over-the-top sarcasm. And so he's trying to be topical. And here's the one thing, and you know this, Palin is out there. I mean, she's out there. Her daughters are public figures, and figures in the sense that they're out there and they're around, and they were helping her during the election time, and they were having conversations with the reporters. So they weren't hidden away like the Bush twins originally were.
Right.
So it could be fair game. And, you know, it was a joke, and I don't think it was meant toward the 14-year-old anyway. I think it was meant definitely toward the older girl. But he got the laughs, and then she gave him, here's the interesting thing, Brock, she gave him more material. So, you know, he had the great comeback after she got upset and went on the Today Show and all that other sort of stuff, because you heard what he said about she wanted to go hunting, and that was pretty clever, so. Yeah.
Usually when she opens up her mouth, it's open mouth and shirt footer. At least that's what we saw on the campaign trail. I think she might be a decent person, but I don't know. Just doesn't tend to say the right thing.
Right. I agree with you there. And I think that making a big flap over this, too, wasn't the right thing. With the GOP off the tracks and trying to find its way, that's not a great direction to go in. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on ATN.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I would say that you and anybody else are extremely naive to believe that very convenient excuse of David Letterman's the other day. It took a couple of days for him to think of that excuse that, no, he wasn't talking about my daughter who was there with me at the game, the 14-year-old. He was talking about some other daughter. Well, I think that's a weak excuse. And regardless, it was a degrading comment about a young woman. And I would hope that people really start really rising up and deciding it's not acceptable. No wonder young girls especially have such low self-esteem in America.
All right, so Sarah Palin, who is one of the bright stars in the GOP, reacting to David Letterman's crack about her daughter. Fair or foul, what do you say, America? Kate Delaney hanging with you, 800-259-5791. He jokes about politicians all the time, certainly. And he jokes about anything. I think almost anything's fair game. There's no question he definitely has a love him or hate him type personality. People either hate Letterman or they like Letterman, and that's the bottom line, right? Some people think he's cranky, like he's the cranky older guy in the late night talk show arena now, because of course Leno is moving to the earlier time and all that other sort of stuff. CBS pressured by a few groups to pull Letterman because of the Palin crack, but rest assured, nobody at CBS is pulling the plug on Letterman. But it's interesting to see the reaction to that, to see how people react to what was said. Is it too over the top? Are there just some things that are, you know, are there sacred cows? Are there some places you cannot go? Joe is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of say that what it all boils down to is Sarah Palin's upset because a crack was made about her daughter, but mom isn't going to be protective. It's the whole mother cub syndrome, you know, so she's going to go on the offensive. She's going to go on the offensive. She's going to go on the attack. And it just goes back to the simple fact that people who are in the public's eye, get ready for attacks from all different directions. And I unfortunately, you know, kind of going towards the Larry Flint, you know, Supreme Court deal. I mean, he attacked a religious leader's mom talking about sexual acts that way. So
right.
The fact that she is who she is, her family is who they are, bring it on. I mean, you gotta expect that people are gonna attack you from all kinds of different directions. And for her to say what she said, I mean, it's just 100% natural for a mother to be protective of their child. But I honestly, she didn't have a justified argument. I mean, it's just like
no.
That it was a crack. It was funny. Obviously, people in the audience were laughing. I thought
right.
It was kind of funny. It doesn't really matter which daughter it was directed at, honestly.
Right.
It was all just a joke, and it was obviously nothing happened. I mean, it's
right.
Not like he was saying, you know, hey, let's set this up or something. So.
Right.
And then just one more quick comment on this kid that's mutilating all these animals.
Mm.
It kind of reminds me of that movie with that character. What's his name? Mike Myers, you know, the mass murderer of
yes.
Halloween. So
yeah.
I totally agree. You know, throw the book at this kid because the youth today is given far too much leniency, and it's about time that America starts somewhere and starts saying, okay, this is enough is enough. You know, Protective Services is coming in here, and they said, you know, told parents you can't leave marks on your children. You got kids divorcing their parents. I mean, it's just, where does it end?
Yeah, I agree with you. At some point, we have to all, pardon the expression, we have to man up. I mean, even women, you have to man up. It's like somebody said this, we're like a sissified nation. And we are going in that direction, and I don't understand it. I agree with you, and I think you should throw the book at him. He's 18 years old, he's been arrested, it looks like they've got him on a ton of stuff, and I think that's exactly what they need to do. Like, hey, you think this is funny? You're killing these innocent animals and they're people's pets and everything else? I mean, give me a break on that, absolutely. Hey, good caller. Call us again.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. 800-259-5791. You heard what Joe had to say. I mean, obviously, the two callers both in agreement on the Letterman deal. And I think for Palin, why highlight it? She's actually helping Letterman, I believe, in the ratings category, because then it's more material out there. People are reading it, and there's more mention of it and that sort of stuff versus just letting it blow over. But Joe makes the point. He's right. Of course, a mother is going to come out and say something about that. You know, you think of it's like the Bush twins. Remember when they got nailed for the fake IDs in Austin? Well, of course, there was jokes made about that. Hillary Clinton's daughter, the Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, had a couple of cracks her way. I think almost anyone. I can't remember if you go back even further than that. There was a time where there was kind of a hands-off thing. But I think pretty much if you're talking, you know, 80s on, and maybe even before that, because there would be other jokes that would be made certainly stand-up-wise. But when really TV started to change and the types of jokes and stuff started to change and more of the stand-up act was thrown into the late-night television, then really everything was fair game, no question. Hey, the kid with the cat deal, too. It was all those online postings that led the cops to the suspected cat killer, which was beautiful. He just couldn't help himself. He was a swim class instructor. He was somebody who people knew in the neighborhoods. And what happened, he joined a Facebook group, social networking, that was called Catch the Cat Killer. But what happened was the police said they weren't fooled. They could see, in going through the social networking site, they could see it basically led them to this Tyler Weinman. He was picked up for 19 of the killings that they could definitely nail him on, but they think there was actually more than that. So they took all the tips. They started to read the Facebook and the MySpace stuff. They put him under surveillance for a couple of weeks. He was going to a party. And after midnight over the weekend and after midnight, they searched his mother's house. Then the two plain-clothed police came in, and they walked him outside, and they were undercover cops, and that was it. He was booked into a correctional center. They took his mugshot. I saw the kid's mugshot. I mean, this is radio. Looks like a clean-cut kid. Looks like a kid that would knock on your door and say, hey, I'm, you know, mowing lawns. Can I mow your lawn? That's the creepy thing. So I mentioned the counts before. 19 counts of felony animal cruelty, 19 of the disposing of an animal body, and 4 counts of burglary. What happens is each of the felony counts, I looked this up to make sure it was right, but each of the felony counts would carry a fine of about $5,000. So you add that up, and then 6 months in prison and psychological counseling. So that's every count. So they could potentially put him away for a few, and I hope that happens. What's gonna happen is, because he's never had anything in his past, there are going to be people that are going to stand up for him. They're going to argue that it was some kind of psychological thing, that he was out of his mind at the time, or who knows what they're going to say. And I bet you this guy gets a pass, some kind of a pass, right? I hope not, because there's still other cats that they have no explanation for. They say, well, geez, maybe some of them could have been killed by the dog. Let's just blame the dog, okay? But sad, sick story. Brad is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, no problem. I've been listening for a while, probably the last month or so. I'm on my way home right now from work, and I use the puppy on the radio
cool.
to see what's going on and stuff. The payment thing, I agree with the last caller there about kind of the mother cub kind of thing, and any mother would do that. I'm not sure if David Letterman was actually in the right to go there regardless, but, you know, he's going to say what he's going to say. The kid with the cat thing, I don't think he's going to get a pass. Too many felonies on top of that. But it's kind of been established when mutilating animals at a young age like that, it does progress into something worse later on.
And it was pretty brutal, too, if you listen to my description. I mean, skinning the cats, knifing them with a straight razor. I mean, sick, sick things. It doesn't matter how he killed the cats. It's terrible anyway, but he really mutilated these cats. They couldn't even show half the pictures. They were so gruesome.
Right. And I'm sure that the local adoption place there with the animals and stuff, I'm sure that they're going to really rally for that. Humane Society. I don't see the kid getting off very easy, really.
I hope you're right, Brad, because I think it's an awful thing to do, and I think it is a gateway into other things. Lots of psychologists will say that. I've read many things about ultimately what, in fact, they'll say it even could lead to serial killings. That's how bad doing that is, because you have a macabre sense, and you don't have any sense of reality of, I mean, what is killing? You're just the ice water in the veins, and that's, you look at this kid, though, and like I said, this is radio, and I'm telling you, Brad, you would think he looks like a graduated Boy Scout. You wouldn't, not that there's a look for somebody that mutilates cats,
right.
But that's the thing. Usually that's what you find. It's the good kid down the street that carried the neighbor's bags,
right.
And you're just horrified by that. You know, you know this. You're in Kentucky, and the local news, they say, well, we can't believe what happened behind these gates. And then you have a couple of the neighbors come out and talk to the news media, and they're always saying, well, he was such a nice kid. They were such nice people. I can't understand.
Right.
That's how it goes. The good thing is, Brad, they nailed him. So let's see what they prosecute him with. We'll be following this one for sure. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. So we know the fines, and I mentioned the felonies, what they would carry. I really truly believe my only fear is, and what I think will happen, that he just turned 18. So they can nail him, absolutely. But I think what they'll try to do is come up with something about the cruel acts, what it was. Now, see, and here's the thing. I'll tell you a little bit more. He gutted the cat, crushed the skulls on owner's lawn in a place called Palmetto.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks?
and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Palin flap, also about this nutty kid with the cash, awful situation in Miami. The people obviously just rocked in that area, the two communities, because crushed skulls, all the things I described, terrible. 800-259-5791. I just don't get it. I don't get the cruelty to animals thing, but, you know, you're not inside this kid's head, and there unfortunately is some sick people out there, and he is someone who is a mere 18 years old in doing this, and what was he thinking? And the answer is he wasn't thinking about it at all. Some people think David Letterman wasn't thinking clearly when he made the Palin joke, and others think this is just vintage Letterman that I said before. He's a love him or leave him kind of guy. And we live in America, and this is what you have to remember, freedom of speech, baby. Now, if the network thought it was too over the top, certainly they would say something. You remember Don Imus and the Rutgers basketball team, but that doesn't even compare to this Letterman thing. It's apples and oranges. So the bottom line with Palin is she is giving him more publicity, so he is going to play. He is going to ride it for whatever it's worth, because he's getting played up all over the place, right? So, your thoughts, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Lynn is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Lynn. Lynn, are you with us? Hey, how are you, Lynn?
Hey, I am fine, and I really appreciate your show. I just caught it here recently.
I've got
two things I would like to say. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm a leave 'em kind of guy when it comes to Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
The man has never, ever struck my funny bone, and I would like to have heard Palin say, as her, the Christian that she is,
mm-hmm.
how sad that he has to use such tactics to get a joke.
Well, to get a laugh, yeah. You know what, that's true. The way she positioned it, it could have been positioned a little bit better if she wanted to go for the jugular.
I think so. I think she could have made him look like the fool that he was in order to get a cheap joke and a cheap laugh.
Right, and that's what it was, too. He was going for the, I would call it, here's what I would call it, Lynn.
But I say it's sad. It's sad that he has to go to that in order to get ratings.
Yeah, but here's what people would say. They would answer that back, and they'd say, listen, he's a comedian, and that's what they do. Politicians are out there, and so they're fair game, and they make jokes. And you remember, there is difference in what's tasteful and what's not. And he did say that he regretted saying it. What was the thing that I said? He came out and said that he regretted saying it after all, after this all played out. He made mention of that. Because if you remember, She did the thing. Remember the Saturday Night Live thing when Tina Fey was imitating her? And then she was a good sport, went on Saturday Night Live, which was smart and clever to do.
Tina Fey was good at the campaign. Brilliant.
Yeah. It was brilliant. It was very, I think it's one of the funniest things. That
so
show isn't
good.
As funny as it used to be, but it was very, very funny. So she did get that, yeah.
Can I change a topic for one moment?
Sure, sure.
Pandemic time, right?
Yeah.
Some people are calling it swine flu. Some people are calling it avian flu. I have a better name. Who flu?
Who flu?
World Health Organization
yes.
Oligarchy flu.
I like it. I was thinking of the Who's.
Ooh,
the Dr. Seuss characters.
Flu.
Right.
Because
the
they're trying to scare us, are they not? You have a wonderful night, and thank you for all you do.
All right, thank you for finding us. I appreciate it. Hey, and you can disagree with what I say. You can call this radio show anytime, by the way. 800-259-5791. Jane is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Hello.
This is about Sarah Palin's daughter.
Sure.
Mark.
Sure.
There's some things that you can kid about, but you don't pick on teenagers. I don't care whose daughter it is wrong. Obama, during the election, said to stay off of the children,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay for Sarah Palin. They pick on her all the time, but they don't pick on Obama's wife or any of the other ones. But they pick on her clothes, everything.
Yeah, that's true. I will say that. Jane, I agree. What happens is Palin, she became like this sort of instant celebrity, and there were crazy things. Like the clothes thing was silly, and it was easy. It was easy to go there and try to throw it on her about the clothes. And you're right. There were. It seemed like, and even people who were either rooting against her or rooting for her or whatever, even the ones that were rooting against her were saying, yeah, it's a little bit over the top, that there's no question. It's such a layup that that's what they're doing with Sarah Palin, yeah.
Because I raised three girls, and if anybody would have made a remark like that about my girls when they were teenagers, I mean, it's all right for grown-ups, but you don't pick on teenagers.
Right. So even if somebody said, but Jane, who cares? It's David Letterman. It's late night TV. So he's a brutal comedian. People don't think he's funny anyway. Let him make his stupid jokes.
Yes, but how do you think her sister that's 14 years old?
Right.
How do you think that made her feel?
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that either daughter wouldn't feel good about the comments. No, I agree. I mean, for sure. Let's face it. Girls have self-esteem issues now anyway with the weight and the looks and the whole thing. There's so much pressure on teenage girls, sure. But I think with when you're a politician, thank you, by the way, for calling us and telling us about your daughters, too. Appreciate the comments, Jane. I think that when you're a politician, that you have to sit down with your family and you have to discuss those things. Because I think that nobody's out of bounds for whatever the reason or situation. I mentioned this before, Chelsea Clinton, boy, she dealt with some awful things when her mother was running for president. And there was a lot of people that were Clinton bashers, but she's the daughter and she was out there and, you know, she was at a couple of events and people said some terrible things to her that I couldn't believe. I thought, wow, that is so crass. I can't even believe someone had the guts to say what they'd say to her. And she always had the great comeback. So when you're political and it's not fair that sometimes the kids take this, whatever, the jokes, the whatever stuff. But I think that the parents sit down with them and they tell them all those things. They really pound that into them because that's the way it is. You got to have this thick skin. And if you're going to run anymore, everything is fair game. I mean, there's so many things that are thrown out there, allegations, not jokes, that are just unfounded allegations. It's unbelievable. So in case you missed it, the joke was, he made a joke about her daughter getting knocked up by New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez. And he did say in retrospect, the remark was in poor taste. So he did come back and say that. And he also asked Sarah Palin to come on the show, but Palin declined to come on the show. Eventually, if, you know, would she ever come back on the show or do any of that? Because I think she had been on Letterman for sure, but I don't think she'll be on any time soon. And if you listen to what we played earlier, you heard Palin say that you'd be naive to believe what he said. And her take was on which daughter it was. That was more her deal about that it was the 14-year-old daughter because she was at the Yankees game with the younger daughter, and that's what the deal is. So you heard what I said, that he did come back and say in retrospect it was in poor taste. Hey, a couple people sent me some quick emails. You can do that at americatonight.net. Here's one from Scott. Scott says, Kate, think you're doing a great job. Really, really love the show. Nice to hear a woman on the air, especially someone who knows her stuff. Thanks, Scott. And Scott also says at the end of this, by the way, thumbs down on Letterman, although I think Palin should have just left it alone. It was just a stupid, poor joke. And he makes tons of them. Okay, there you go. You might have a different take, and that's all cool. You can call the show anytime. Or, like I said, you can send us some of that snail mail.